This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito at the middle of somewhere that includes the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, because there is a new breeze, and the breeze is not necessarily partisan. It's young. It's educated in several languages, two major ones, Spanish and English. It has a family, much like the families in Keystone Park. At the same time, it's represented by a young woman who is now the candidate for the Republican Party in the fall election to represent the district in Washington. Her name is Flores. What do we need to know about her success and how she thinks about her family? If she was on that beach in Keystone, what's she worried about?
She's worried about the same thing everybody else is worried about: inflation, crime, and the border. Although the border and the drug sort of trade that comes with it, although the border literally is in her backyard. She was successful in a predominant Hispanic district because she was very connected to what the people were concerned about. She's a mother of four. Her husband is a Border Patrol agent, and she was born in Mexico, but very, very similar to the immigrants that came here from Poland and Italy and so forth 100 years ago. These families, each generation, becomes less dependent on the government and more aspirational, right? We're looking for purpose and opportunity in the country that they chose to live in, and they chose to have opportunity in. And I think her story is a very American story. And the problem with the press and the Democrats is that they still look at it as a Hispanic story. And if you talk to Hispanic voters, they will tell you, we don't think of ourselves as Hispanic voters. We think of ourselves as American voters. And I think that's the problem that Democrats have right now, because they're trying to create an identity politics message for them rather than an American politics message.
Mayra Flores will run in the fall. She's a member of Congress now, replacing an empty seat, but she will run in the fall against Vicente Gonzalez in the general election. And this is a district that has voted heavily for one party for over a long period of time. Of course, it's noted that Elon Musk voted for Mayra Flores. Now, Selena, we'd have to say this is the triumph of listening to the young families in Keystone Park. She is the families in Keystone
Park. Yes, exactly.
You don't have to ask, did you call them up? You know what they care about. And I'm going to guess she cares about the price of gasoline, the price of food,
right,
the education, in addition to the global problem of migration, which challenges her and professionally her husband. And her concerns about food and inflation, that seems fundamental, Selena. It's odd to me that is a surprise for Washington to hear that people care about how much they had to pay for meat if they bought it today.
That's the danger of living in the bubble. You don't have an understanding of that. Having spent time in Washington, D.C., there are so many parties there. You could go to a different party every night and never have to pay for a meet, your dinner for months. So, you know, they don't have the day-to-day concerns because they don't have the same experiences that the people that elect them have. And that's why we have wave elections.
It's summertime in Pennsylvania. It's summertime in Texas. From the Keystone Park of Westmoreland County to the Rio Grande Valley, the same concern, the price of gasoline and what comes next. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.